I think you expect me to say those other boys, but.
Or just those boys, or?
I would say those boys. Those, not these boys, just those boys.
You wouldn't say them, their boys either, or them boys. You ever say if somebody asks you, how far is it, so-and-so, you say, oh, it's just over.
Across the way.
You wouldn't say over yonder?
That would be a little farther. The farther distance, I'd say over yonder. And designate probably the exact approximate where it was to go.
Over yonder by the tree or something.
Or over yonder, about a quarter of a mile.
Somebody says, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
We want to distinguish between two men. We don't know anything about this man. This man we know owns an orchard. We say, he's the man.
Who owns the orchard?
We want to distinguish between two boys. We didn't know anything about that boy, but this boy has a very wealthy father. We say, he's the boy.
Well, I would put it different. I'd say he's the son of so-and-so. They would know who that was.
But if you were stuck and couldn't do it any other way, you'd say, he's the boy.
With the rich father.
Or the has the rich father? Would you say it that way? Or who has the rich father?
No, I think it'd be just like I told you.
Okay. You're right. You're the doctor. I don't want to put something in your mouth. If you eat an apple, you throw away the
core.
And do you ever work for pieces of dried apple?
None other than just call them dried apples or dried peaches.
You say schnitz?
No, sir. Never heard of it.
German people are giving me that. I'm starting to ask one. If you were making a cake, and you might put a certain kind of a nut in the cake, what kind might you put in?
Walnut.
Walnut has two covers, a hard one and a soft one. What do you call the soft one? The outer cover.
Hull.
And the inner cover, the hard
shell.
And the kind of nuts you might buy at a baseball game, buy a bag of
peanuts.
Do you have any ways of distinguishing different kinds of peanuts?
Salted peanuts, or what do you have reference?
Well, the distinction between the kind you buy at a store and the kind you'd raise yourself, for example.
Well, there'd be no distinction because there's none raised in this country.
Other kind of nuts you might use in cooking would be
pecan.
Hickory? Is there any hickory nuts around?
There's a few hickory nuts, but they don't use them in cooking much anymore because they can't buy them on the store.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a child, we used to go out hickory nutting, but those days have gone, seems like.
You had a dozen oranges yesterday, and today you don't have any. Somebody asked you, where are the oranges? And you say, well, they are all
gone.
What was all gone? Do you know?
Sir?
What was it was all gone?
The oranges.
Wanted to get you to say it. some vegetables you might grow in your garden, you might grow on.
Cabbage, beets, parsnips, radishes, onions, lettuce.
When you set out to plant?
Tomato, cabbage. Pepper, cauliflower.
Okay, I think that's got it. The rest of it I have on the questionnaire. Looks like the greens. The kind of corn you serve on the cob is?
Roasting ears.
And on top of the corn stalk there's a?
Possum.
And you have to pick off the ear, you got to pick off the strings. Two kind of melons you might eat in the summer would be a watermelon and a
mushroom melon.
get the next one, I generally resort to a drawing. Out in the field, you might see these things growing. These are blades of grass. They're little things, they're white. You make soup out of them, if you happen to own the Campbell Company.
Well, you're referring to mushrooms, but you better be careful. You might take a toast to them.
This is the next question. That's pretty good.